After the Lord's ascension, the disciples went back to Jerusalem filled with joy. They spent much time in the temple courts, praying and worshipping God, and they often met together with the women in an upper room in Jerusalem as they waited for the coming of the Holy Spirit. One day, Peter stood up among a gathering of about 120 people to propose that someone be appointed to take the place of Judas, who, said Peter, served as guide for those who arrested Jesus, for he was one of our number and shared in this ministry. Peter reminded his listeners about the traitor's wretched end and quoted one of the Psalms which said, "May another take his place." "Therefore it is necessary," said Peter, "to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when the Lord was taken up to heaven. For one of these men must become a witness with us of his resurrection. The disciple who was to be chosen must therefore have followed Jesus as the apostles did throughout the Lord's earthly ministry." So they proposed two men, Joseph, known as Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry." Then they drew lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, so he was added to the 11 apostles. It was the only time the disciples used this way of knowing God's will. In the Old Testament, the high priest could resort to this method, if needed, in the course of his duties. During the Lord's life on earth, his disciples never needed divine guidance, because Jesus was with them. And after Pentecost, it was the Holy Spirit who directed their lives. So Matthias was chosen to be one of the 12, and was numbered with the apostles. The Feast of Pentecost was near. Pentecost, also called the Feast of Weeks, was the second of the three great festivals in Israel. It was celebrated 50 days after the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or Passover. The name Pentecost comes from a Greek word meaning 50th. When the day came, the little community of believers met together early in the morning to pray. 7 weeks had passed since the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and 10 days had gone by since he had ascended into heaven. Suddenly there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind coming down from above, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The advent of the Spirit that day brought the Church of Christ into existence, endowing it with the power that would make possible the worldwide proclamation of the gospel to every race upon earth, as was commanded by the risen Lord. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. These pious men had come to worship God at the festival. On hearing the noise, they came to see what was happening, and a very large crowd gathered. To their amazement, each of them heard the disciple speaking in his language. They were astonished and said, "Are not all these men who are talking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them speaking in our own native tongue?" In the crowd that had gathered, there were men, both Jews and proselytes, from many different countries. There were people from the east, Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, and residents from Mesopotamia. Some had come from Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene. Others were from Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, from Cappadocia, Pontus, and Judea. There were men from Crete and Arabia, and visitors from Rome. They all heard the disciples speaking in their own native languages of the great things that God had done. Amazed and perplexed, they kept asking each other, "What does this mean?" Some, however, laughed at the believers and said, "They have had too much new wine. These men are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the other apostles, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Next episode, Peter's first message to the people.